in complete dependence, dear friends, upon the Lord to help each one of us. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of a text to the chapter we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verses 27 and 28 of this 10th chapter of John's Gospel. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Dear friends, what a beautiful truth this is from the lips of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Son of God made man. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, yet born of a woman to be made flesh for the suffering of death. Dear Francis, this Jesus whom we worship, is this Jesus whom we desire to know, I trust, more and more. And the sacred truth of his sufferings, the power of his death and of his resurrection, that we may have that glorious hope of eternal life. He is faithful that hath promised. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, the Gospel of John is a wonderful gospel, isn't it? It's very distinct from the other three. It's different in the nature of its content. The way it is put together, but it's the same truth. Whilst the other three Gospels speak much and so much of the life and the work of Jesus in and around Galilee, so much of the Gospel of John is centred on Jerusalem and his discourse with the Jews. In the Gospel of John, there are 8 miracles recorded. 6 of them are not recorded in the other Gospels. And what we've read this morning is the only parable you find in the Gospel of John. But John's Gospel, dear friends, testifies so deeply of whom Jesus is, the Son of God. He refers in the words of Jesus more to the Father, that he and the Father are one, than any other book of the Bible. It's no wonder that the Trinitarian Bible Society, when translating the scriptures into other languages, they often begin with the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. It begins at the very beginning of creation. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And here, dear friends, we have some of the teaching of Jesus in the likelihood of the shepherd and the sheep. Now, you children, I want to speak as simply as I can. I hope you can understand and follow. Of course, you all know, you all know what sheep are, don't you? They're a very tender, humble type of animal. They don't fight like other animals do, such as lions and tigers and bears and wolves. No, they have no ability in them to fight. They have no defence, really, have they, of themselves? Not like big animals such as elephants and the speed of the gazelle who can run away from their enemy, or the tortoise that can shelter beneath its shell, its hard shell, or even the little conies that hide themselves in the rocks. They have their defence, but sheep of themselves seem to have no defence at all. And they seem to have no direction. They wander about. They scatter themselves about. They need leading. They need guiding. They need defending. They need keeping. And Jesus refers to the people as sheep. In this first part of this chapter, which is said, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. He gave the simple example of a sheepfold, and the shepherd going and calling his sheep from the sheepfold. The porter opens the door to let the shepherd go in. Now, this was typical at Jerusalem, where there's a large sheepfold, and perhaps more than one. And people used to bring their sheep for whatever purpose. Some of it was for the cleansing of them in the in the pools that were there, or maybe to the market, and whatever purpose they brought their sheep, and they put them in this large fold to be kept safely so they didn't stray away. And there was a porter, there was a keeper at the door, and the shepherds of the sheep used to go to obtain his sheep. You might say, well, they all look the same. How did the shepherd know which was his sheep? They knew him by his voice. And they used to call their sheep by that voice. And the sheep would come unto him. And he would then lead them out from all the other sheep. Only those who knew that particular shepherd's voice would come and follow him. And he leadeth them out. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. I'm sure perhaps you've been and seen some sheep in a field. And you've perhaps heard the shepherd speak or call, and the sheep come unto him, perhaps for feeding. And perhaps you try to perhaps mimic that shepherd's voice. But the sheep do not respond, do they? Oh, the sheep know the shepherd's voice, the exact sound of it. And it has effect upon them within their minds. And they are drawn to him. Now, that's like this world, isn't it? As this parable. There are many sheep in the fold of this world, where we all live. And there's many voices to call us into various pathways of life. But there's the voice of Jesus. There's the voice of the Son of God. There's the voice of the truth as we find in the Holy Scriptures. The truth as it is preached. Now the word of the man preaching can't have any power, but the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, oh, can cause a certain sheep to hear and draw them out from the ways of the world, of worldliness and ungodliness, and to be drawn unto a Jesus, the shepherd of his sheep. Oh, do notice those words where Jesus says, my sheep, hear my voice. And they follow me. It's a vital thing to be drawn out from the evil ways of this world. That the many voices we have, enticing voices they may be, to call us into the ways of sinfulness and to depart from the Word of God. It's important that they do not have any effect upon us. Oh, how we have to pray, don't we? Oh, that we may hear the Lord's voice. That God, the Holy Spirit, may work within us, that we recognize the truth as it is in Jesus, who came into the world to be the shepherd of his sheep, to lay down his life, a sacrifice for our sins. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now these sheep of Jesus, when he calls them out from the fold, the general fold of this world, he leads them forth by a certain way. Jesus goes on to speak here almost like another parable. Jesus says, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. This is not just the general fold. This is a private fold. This is the fold where he will lead his sheep to as he leads them forth in the way he will have them to go. He leads them into those places where their protection is himself. Oh, they're walled around in the fold of his salvation, his work, that what he's done to save them from the power of the enemy, from the power of sin. And he lies, as it were, at the door of that fold, that no one can come except through him. And dear friends, we have here, don't we, the almighty power of God, the power of Jesus, the power of his love for his sheep. He will not let anybody else have them. They're his. Jesus speaks, doesn't he, of the Father who hath given them me. Oh, he loves his sheep, as the Father hath loved them in eternity past and given them to Jesus. Jesus calls his sheep, calls them by his name, by their name, as we read in the Old Testament. I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, that's the greatest blessing we can have here upon this earth. We're involved with many things, aren't we, daily? At home, at school, and older ones, at work, and in all our responsibilities. But there's the one thing which is needful above all other things, to know that we're of the sheep of Christ, the sheep of Jesus, of his fold. Now, when Jesus was speaking here in this 10th chapter of John's Gospel, he's speaking to the Jews, those whom he calls his own, or John, who wrote this epistle. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. How solemn. His own received him not. Oh, we read, didn't we, solemnly just, just before our text, of verse 27 and verse 28. He says, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. They did not hear his voice. They had no desire to follow Jesus. They followed their own understanding. They followed their own minds. They followed their own righteousness. That in that they did religiously was their entrance into heaven. They did not hear the voice of Jesus, who said, I am the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep. I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it again. And that's what he came to do, wasn't it? To be a sacrifice for the sins of his sheep. The sins of his people. And Jesus said regarding his fold, there were some of those Jews who were of his fold. They were the disciples. Yes, ye have not chosen me, he says, but I have chosen you. Oh, what a favour. What a blessing. They heard his call. What did Jesus say to Peter and John as he passed by? He said, follow me. And they left all that they were doing and followed Jesus. Peter, Andrew, John and James. And there was Matthew at the seat of custom. Follow me. All those words, the power of the voice of the shepherd, received in the ears and in the heart of his sheep. The sound of his voice given by the Spirit within. A compelling power. Follow me. Obey my voice. Yes, all my will esteem. And Jesus says, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I almost will also bring. Who are these other sheep which were not of the fold to whom Jesus was speaking directly to here? They were the Gentiles, Jews and Gentiles. Christ came into the world to save sinners. He came to save the lost sheep of Israel. And the Gentiles, amongst the Gentiles are those lost sheep. And they hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And they follow me. If Jesus came to save and to find those lost sheep, where does he find them? Well, he finds them far off outside the fold of which we've been speaking of, doesn't he? They're lost in the wilderness of this world, in the dangerous and sinful things of this world, in the evils of it. We read that parable in another gospel, don't we? Of the lost sheep. You know, at all times, well, in the days of Jesus, the days of these shepherds, when their sheep were brought into the fold each night, the shepherd used to count the sheep. And the parable tells us in Luke's gospel that a shepherd counted his 100 sheep that were his, and there were 99. There was one that had got lost. And what does the Bible tell us in the prophecy of Isaiah? All we like sheep have gone astray. We've each turned to his own way. Oh, we're sinners, aren't we? We do not obey the word of God. Although his word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway, instructing us in the commands and statutes, we often go our own way, led by our own feelings, our own thoughts, our own mind, our own spirit. But Jesus knows his sheep. He knows when they go astray. And that shepherd, he went to find that sheep. He left the others in the fold, safe, and went until he found that sheep. How did he find that sheep? He hearkened to their voice. He knew where they were. Oh, how they're lost, he came into the place where they were themselves. And to return them back unto the fold. A loving shepherd of the sheep. You've heard me tell you before, haven't you, of the minister walking along the cliffs in Wales. And there were some sheep feeding. And he saw a man there and he said to the man, do any of these sheep ever go over the cliff? That man was the shepherd of the sheep. And the shepherd said, oh yes, they go astray. And at times they fall over the edge of the cliff. Well, how do you get them back? The shepherd said, I listen to their voice. He says, when they fall over the cliff, they've still got that straying spirit within them. But they soon come to know they're in danger. They soon come to know that they cannot feed on that cliff. They come to know that if they move another step, they're likely to fall to their death. And their spirit within them changes, and their voice changes. And I hearken to their voice. And when I hear that bleating, which is a very humble, fearful bleat, I can then go down to them. They won't try to run away from me. I will lift them up, and they're passive in my hands. And I return them to the pasture at the top of the cliff. And he returns them to the fold of which he is the shepherd. Oh, that's how the Lord, isn't it, calls us back into his fold. He hears our voice. And when we have a need again of his mercy and of his love, then we have become submissive to that which is his way. Oh yes, we plead for forgiveness. We pray the Lord will have mercy upon us. And he's done that mercy, through the forgiveness of our sins, the Good Shepherd, who gave his life for sacrifice for sin. Oh, there's no greater love, is there, than the love of the Good Shepherd for the sheep. Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. That was the purpose why the Father sent him, to be born of the woman, his only begotten Son, to be made flesh, to bear the sins of his people, the sheep. That he should pay the price for their sin demanded by the law. So that when those sins of all his people, oh, they were laid upon him, he suffered in their place and in their stead. We cannot fully understand, we cannot come into the knowledge of the sufferings of Jesus, as he poured out his soul unto death, bearing the sins of all those for whom the Father gave him. But dear friends, that truth as it is in Jesus, it is known, it becomes known in the hearts of his sheep, of his people. Jesus said, I will pray the Father that he will send the Holy Spirit, the divine comforter. He will testify of me. Yes, he will testify of your sins. He will testify to you of the ways of righteousness. He will testify of you, of your judgments which you deserve. But he will testify of Christ, who hath come to suffer in your room, place and stead, that you're not carried away into the ways of sin and of evil. You do not hearken to all the voices of the sins of this earth. But by that teaching of the Spirit, you hear the truth as it is in Jesus, as revealed in the Scriptures, and is preached to you. And your heart is affected. You're drawn to it. You want to know the forgiveness of your sins. You want to know that you're one with Jesus. Because he says, I give unto my sheep eternal life. I lead you forth by the right way throughout this wicked world, but in a way that will lead you to heaven above. All those precious promises. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says here, doesn't he? None shall ever pluck thee out of my hand. None shall ever pluck thee out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. I and my Father are one. Oh, what a truth. No difference between Jesus and the Father, Almighty God. That Godhead of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. There's that one union, isn't it, of the Godhead that brings forth salvation for sinners such as we here upon this earth, that we can, by faith, believing in the truth of Jesus revealed in us by the Spirit, we can have hope of eternal life. I give unto my sheep eternal life. They know me, they follow me, they shall never perish. Oh, what a truth. Dear friends, that's why we're here this morning, isn't it? To have our hope of eternal life founded upon this good shepherd, Jesus, who gave his life a sacrifice for our sins. Oh, the simplicity of the gospel. Dear friends, we need to have it, don't we, within us, as the one thing needful. To be the precious truth within us above all other truths. That Christ Jesus within us, the Good Shepherd, is the chiefest among 10,000. And the altogether lovely. And as the hymn writer put it, to know my Jesus. Oh, that's what the sheep said of their shepherd, my Jesus. To know him crucified by far excels all things beside. And that shepherd leads us by the right way. David, who was a shepherd, wasn't he? He also knew what it was to be the sheep. He also knew the good shepherd, even though Jesus has not been born in the flesh at the time. But the Spirit of God was within David. And David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Supplies all his need. He leads me forth in green pastures. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Leads me by the still waters. Dear friends, that was the feeding of the sheep, wasn't it? And the good shepherd feeds us. The Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd, feeds us with the truth concerning himself. The bread of heaven, the sacred truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, when he said, "This is my body which is broken for you," when he broke that bread, the natural bread, which we eat for the good of our bodies, his sacrifice, the bread of heaven, was for the food, and as we believe and partake of it by faith, for the life of our souls. And his shed blood. Oh, that's drink. Drink of the truth as it is in Jesus. The sacrifice for our sins, which he poured out on Calvary's cross, that the cup of the wrath of the Father upon him for sin becomes the cup of love for our souls. Oh, dear friends, these truths, as we find in the Scriptures, are to be our glory. But we're sinners still, aren't we? We shall ever be sinners all our days. We shall never walk uprightly and perfectly, following Jesus, and dwell safely in that fold. As we said in the Scriptures, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've gone to our own way. But he brings the wandering sheep back. He brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his way. Oh, in this world, it's a world of sorrow, isn't it? Which we have to walk through. And David said in that Psalm 23, "Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." Why was that? Because as a sinner, David knew what it was. He restoreth my soul. He brings my wandering spirit back. He gives me tokens again of his love. He causes me again to depend upon him, to lead me forth in the paths of righteousness. But those paths of righteousness, dear friends, believing in Jesus upon this, in this earth, we are under the shadow of death, aren't we? We know we are born, and we know there's a time to die. Or is it a shadow over you? We know not the length of our days. We know not what another day may bring forth. David calls it the valley of the shadow of death. That's a dark place. But he said, "I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." What is the rod and staff of the shepherd? Dear friends, the rod was used for correction, for chastening. If a lamb tended to stray and was wandering a bit away from the fold and from the other flock, he would hit with that rod. Cause him to come, that lamb, to sheep, to come back in the way that the sheep were following him. If they got into difficulties, if they were in trouble, oh, that staff with its hooked end was able to lift them out, perhaps of the ditch in which they'd fallen into, or out of some muddy place and difficulty. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." The evidence that the Lord was still with them, the shepherd. The evidence is through his chastening, through his mercies, his kindness that supplies our needs. "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Oh, dear friends, what that truth there is there, isn't there? "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We're to walk humbly with our God, that he may exalt us in due time as we cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." What a security that is. Nothing can separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus. Nothing can take away that love once it's been manifest within us. And that's the voice of love and mercy from Calvary, isn't it? Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And dear friends, the Lord knows what you have need of. He understands all the difficulties and troubles you have. Why, what do we read in Isaiah? He carries the lambs in his bosom. When that way is perhaps too hard for the little lambs, oh, he keeps them safe from all the difficulties and troubles and trials. And dear friends, you children, oh, how the Lord watches over you. He gives you good parents, doesn't he? To help you in all the things which you have it difficult to understand. And it's the gift of God. Oh, do treat your parents in love. They're the gift of God. And those that are with young, he leads gently forth. Those who have burdens one for another. Those who carry others in prayer. Those who have deep concerns. He leads them gently. He doesn't cast them down. Doesn't cast them off. The Lord knoweth our needs, and he will supply them. And he'll lead us in the way that we are not tempted above what we are able. But with the temptation, he will make that way to escape, that deliverance. Or that we're able to bear it, to bear the way of this life in the way he's called us to walk. We're to trust in him at all times, aren't we? Pour out our hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, dear friends, I've tried to speak simply this morning. I hope you children have been able to understand. I hope you'll be able to pray that you know your Jesus crucified. That you know that you are one of his sheep. That he will lead you forth by the right way. That you will endeavour and try to keep obedient to his word. And when we fail, oh, he's still there to call upon. To forgive your sins. To restore your soul. And to keep you in the way everlasting to eternal life. For he that has begun that good work in you to hear his voice, he will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a place it will be there, won't it, in heaven. What a fold that will be, a fold of all the sheep of whom Christ hath given his life for, there to dwell with him forevermore. There'll be no more dangers there, no more wild beasts to affect us, no more sin, no more Satan, no more sorrow. But to dwell in that glorious place, oh, which perhaps what David referred to, in the green pastures, beside the still waters, and there to dwell with Jesus forevermore. May that be, oh, may it be our experience. Through the blessing of the Lord upon you, and you live to his honour and glory all your days. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. The Lord bless you each. Amen.